June 2014. I remember years ago a TV program called Man Alive. Man Alive was a Canadian television series about faith and spirituality. It took its name from a poem by Saint Irenaeus, a 2nd century bishop of Lyon, who wrote, "The glory of God is man fully alive, and the life of man is the wisdom of God." I don't have to agree with the definition, but that's where it came from. My question to you is, are you a dead man walking or a man alive in Christ? Have you been made alive by Christ, and are you in Christ? 1 Corinthians 15, verse 22. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 22. "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Galatians 2, verse 20. "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." We see this also in Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." The new creature. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." In Colossians 1, verse 27. Colossians 1, verse 27. "To whom God would make known that what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Ephesians 2, verse 1. Ephesians 2, verse 1. "And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." Note that Paul does not say a new creation, but a new creature. The body of Christ was created a long time ago. God created the body of Christ before the earth. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7, Paul says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory." Did you notice what he said in Genesis, what God said in Genesis chapter 2? Genesis chapter 2, I'm going to read the first three verses. Verse 1, "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them." Verse 2, "And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made." Verse 3, "And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made." God had already planned the body of Christ and told no one until he told the Apostle Paul. We will live with him. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11. "It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him." We have the newness of life. I hope that you can see that we have the newness of life. In Romans 6, verse 4. Romans 6, verse 4. "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Colossians chapter 2, verse 13. Colossians 2, verse 13. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, had he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. So he made you alive, and he forgave you of everything you've done. Great news. We have everlasting life. Romans 6, verse 22 and 23. Romans 6, verse 22 and 23. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the and everlasting life. Verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The new life means that we are dead to sin. Sin has no effect on us. Romans 6, verse 2. Romans 6, verse 2. God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? We don't live in sin anymore. Well, we should not. We are given eternal life with God in heavenly places. Eternal life, we see this in Romans 2, verse 7. Romans 2, verse 7. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. We're going to be in the heavenly places. Ephesians 1, verse 3. Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Where? In heavenly places in Christ. We have been made right with God. We see this in Romans 5, verse 17, verse 21. Romans 5, 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Verse 21, Romans 5, 21. That as sin had reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. A dead man cannot have the newness of life. He cannot have everlasting life. Do you live for Christ, and do you know that you have Christ in you? But a man alive in Christ has these promises, the things I've covered, and much more. I covered just a small portion of the things that I could find in the letters of Paul that we're going to have and we're going to inherit. For example, we will reign with Christ. I didn't cover that. Other things I could mention. So for you to become a man alive, you have to be saved. And how can you be saved? You can be saved by simply believing in how Christ died for your sins, that he was buried, and he rose again 3 days after. And you find that in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4. I hope that you understand eventually, someone out there, anyone who's not saved, that this is the most precious gift of God, to have everlasting life, to live with him. Otherwise, the consequences are the lake of fire, the judgment at the great white throne. You don't want to be there. You want to be at the judgment seat of Christ, which is far better, because there he will give you a reward for the things that you have done. So understand that my goal is to get people saved. Think about these things and the consequences. On one side, the consequence of being saved is to be eternally blessed, and the consequence of not being saved is eternal condemnation. That's it. Have a good day.